Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Staircase twirls through loose leaves, can't leave my eye. Fence lines cut through dull gray tiles.
You're on 95 BFM. I guess we can call this Fancy New Band Holiday Special. Call it that. It's the official name now. Fancy New Band. We're joined in studio by Dresser. More specifically, though, Finn of
yes.
Dresser. How are
Hello.
You doing?
I'm good. Thanks.
Introduce yourself. Tell us a bit about the project, Dresser, and tell me what you think makes this project special.
Yeah, so I'm Finn, and I've got a band called Dresser in Montreal that I started a little while after moving there last year. I don't know. I think it's special just because it's not.
It's not special at all.
No, it's, you know, I love my bandmates. They're all really great.
Cool.
We have a good time.
But yeah, you moved to Montreal last year, so it's a new project over there with some new friends, I assume?
Oh, yeah.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, all people I met over there. People that, you know, really welcomed me into the community and stuff like that. and I just kind of met them through work and things and started playing in a band called Manila with all of them, and then got them to play music that I wrote as well.
I guess, yeah, talk more about how the project started in a sense. So, like, yeah, I mean, you were in another band over there, but, I mean, how did it kind of come about? Were you just kind of writing stuff solo and wanted to get, like, get a band together over there?
Yeah, well, essentially I moved over there just to play music and do things like that. And so I was on the lookout for people, and I was already playing with them, and they're all great. And so, yeah, we just started jamming together and recording. And we gradually recorded an EP very slowly, and that just came out.
That was all, like, self-recorded over there?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously you've been doing quite a bit of stuff over here in the last few years as well, doing stuff within Host Club as well, which was kind of, I guess, high school and then post-high school kind of stuff with them. I guess, tell us how the writing process works with Dresser compared to, you know, previous bands that you've been in.
Dresser, it's like I'll write the bass of the song with all the lyrics and the chord progressions and, like, most of the structure, but then I'll bring it to the band, and everyone's really, you know, proactive at contributing their own stuff to it, and they're all very proficient, you know, at their instruments, so it works out well, and they flesh it out.
So it's quite like a fluid process when you kind of take the basics of a song to
them. It becomes pretty collaborative, you know, and we just jam a lot and come up with ideas.
Cool. So the EP was mainly just your songs? Well, in terms of you, like, writing the songs and kind of taking it to them. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, they all just kind of came from me doing what I'm doing now, like playing the guitar and singing.
How does it compare? Because I guess with newer people, there's a whole kind of different dynamic compared to, you know, friends that you've kind of developed through, you know, from friendships you've developed through high school in that sense. Like, was there a difference or, like, kind of like a challenge between writing songs with Dresser and, like, Host Club and stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely initially, you know, when you meet new people, it's definitely a barrier that you cross kind of presenting ideas and not really knowing how they're going to go down. But now I'm super close with them, and they're all, like, my best friends. And so we all feel comfortable with each other and share ideas for each other's projects, and it's very comfortable.
Do you find that the, like, obviously with the recording process, you focused on that kind of doing it solo as well in, like, Host Club? And also kind of, I guess you've now moved it along over to Montreal to do it over there. Do you find that it's kind of like, it definitely, I don't know, like the process kind of enhances, or like you kind of have that particular sound in your head and you kind of find that recording it yourself kind of, like, makes it more your own, I guess?
Yeah, for sure. And I don't know, you kind of have more time on your hands when you're doing it yourself. You know, you can spend a whole night doing, you know, a guitar part, and it's just, there's less pressure and ideas just come a bit more fluidly that way. And you kind of scrap the bad ideas and, you know, work on stuff that you otherwise might not have time to in a studio setting, I suppose.
Mm. I'm interested to learn more about kind of inspirations behind the project, because I feel like it definitely still has a very prominent, like, New Zealand sound to it, but being over in Montreal for so long, I'm guessing you might have inspirations over there, which would be cool to kind of hear from.
Yeah, totally. Well, I had, like, a lot of inspirations from bands from Montreal before I went there, and that's kind of what attracted me to the city, is the music I liked there. And I've been lucky enough to, like, come across a lot of these people in real life and talk to them and see them play. And so, yeah, the local scene there was a huge inspiration and still is. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Do you have any, do you still kind of listen to stuff back here, or do you find that it's...
For sure.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. But do you find that, like, I guess when you're, if you're going out kind of over there, you're still, like, you know, being introduced to new music, I guess.
Grander scheme of things,
and kind of locally more over there. Like, I know if you come out, you know, onto, like, K Road and you go to a random bar and see a new band, is it kind of like a similar vibe over there as well, where you kind of just discover new bands?
Totally. There's, like, a pretty solid DIY scene there that's, like, kind of dwindling a little bit, but it's still, you know, there are still places, and so people will put on their own shows a lot. Mm. And there's just, like, a lot of stuff every night, you know? You can go to a great show basically whenever you want.
Cool.
And there's so many good bands that I really love.
Is there a big, like, house party type vibe over there, or...?
Maybe not so many house parties, but more kind of like industrial spaces where people will put on dance parties and things.
Cool.
Lots and lots of DJs, really good dance music, like... You know, you can party till 7 in the morning and stuff every weekend. It's
wicked.
It's good.
Yeah. So Dresser have an EP that's been released, that was released this year, well, recently actually, in December, I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you had a single release last year. I think, was it a single or was it?
Yeah, it was kind of a cheat, actually. It was a song off an old project of mine called Plum. and I just thought, like, if we're going to play shows, I kind of need to have a band camp with a song on it. But we do play that song live with Dresser. So I thought I'd throw it up on a different band camp. So yeah, I cheated a little bit there. But
What are your plans, I guess, for the project for the new year? Do you have any plans maybe to come over here and do some shows or...?
Probably not. That's quite a like heavy undertaking. Maybe in the future, if we get a bit more traction. But yeah, we're gonna start recording an album. We've already started demoing it, like a more full length thing.
Cool.
Which I think is, you know, gonna show some pretty solid growth from what we've put out currently.
Is that still with you writing, or is that more like a band get together and kind of write songs as a group type thing?
It always starts from me bringing the basis of the song, but as I say, yeah, everyone, like, the songs wouldn't be what they are without what the others contribute to them, because...
for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm very, very excited to hear a new album in the future, but thank you very much for coming up in this little holiday segment.
Not a problem. It's fun.
Where can people find you or Dresser online?
Bandcamp, yeah. So if you just searched up Dresser Montreal Bandcamp, Dresser MTL is a, you know, HTTM...
URL, very nice.
Yeah, URL.
You've got, well, your first song you played was called Growl, which is actually playlisted on BFM as well, I think quite recently. Mm. But your next song, which is 65 Up?
Yes.
Yep. That is currently on the top 10, placed at number 10. So I guess once we get back into the swing of things, I'm sure that'll go up a little bit, surely. Get those votes in, everyone.
Yeah, I hope so. The family's going hard for it. So.
Nice. Anyway, thank you very much, Finn. And we'll get this track up next, 65 Up, live in studio. It's Dresser.
Cool.
You are listening to Fancy New Band.
She would be everything that I see when I go to sleep on a Tuesday. Of late, just what it's like to drink and read and find yourself 65 stories above the city. She wrote to see past the brick and smoke. Invisible, I seem to be.
Was a Fancy New Band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.